Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
And we were had a question on the band's name. Depending on how you pronounce it, is it Kazaa or Kazha?
Oh, it's just, you know, same as my name, so Kazaha.
Okay. Kazaha. We weren't sure because it didn't have the U in it when the band's name was spelled out. So, you guys getting ready to do a set tonight, or are you just relaxing?
I'm kind of, you know, I need to start promoting, you know, other shows that coming up.
Okay.
So I'm working on that right now.
I'm behind the equipment, so you can't really get to see me, but I think you can see Luis and April, I believe.
Yes.
Hello.
And I'm going to do a quick intro here, and then we'll get started. So
yes.
In 3, 2.
Inside of you, I'm still dying here, frozen in the dark, all alone, without hope, crying out your name. Bring me back from this fearful dream, take this pain away.
Everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Visits. I'm Richard, along with
April,
Luis,
and we are brought to you by Comic Pop Library. And tonight we are visiting with Kazuha Uda, from the lead singer of the band Kazuha. So thank you very much for joining us tonight, Kazuha.
Thank you very much.
And we're going to be talking about a little bit of what you've done in your career, as well as you've released your latest rock album, Evolution. So everybody, hope you enjoy visiting and listening to us as we visit. And we may mention you're in Memphis right now. Are you actually doing a show there, or just happens to be where you're at?
We just had a show last night. And we will have one more this coming in a few weeks. And then we are going to a few convention in Tennessee.
Oh, nice.
And Arkansas, and
okay.
Yeah, is it Springsdale, Arkansas?
Right, I think.
Yes, one of them. One of them, yes.
Yeah, see, I have some family that lives in Arkansas, and one of my cousins really likes going to conventions, so you might get to see me there, or all of us, maybe.
If we can work everything out.
Hopefully, right?
But April's our actual music reviewer, and Luis and I just kind of tag along and chirp in. But I'm going to let her begin, and then Luis and I will have some questions as well here periodically. So
I kind of just want to start from the very beginning of how you started up, because you are originally from Japan.
Yes.
Right. And you had a career before you formed Kazuha, and I was wondering, how different do you see the two types of careers you've had?
Actually, when I was, you know, solo singer, I was also singing in a metal band.
Oh.
And heavy metal band.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was, you know, singing classic music and then my own, you know, songwriter, you know, like a pop career, and then also I was singing in a heavy metal band in Japan.
Okay.
And then I always wanted to be rock singer, you know, rather than being a solo, just singing by myself. And then there's not much difference for myself. I don't see much difference in between. It's just that when I was solo, I was doing on my own. Everything was, you know, how do you call it? It's like alone, feeling kind of lonely.
So you do. You have companions with you now, band members. And have you found it, do you find it easier to, you know, cooperate with them and, you know, to kind of meld together to make music, or did you like having a bit more freedom to do whatever you want to do?
Yeah, it was actually easier if I was alone, because, you know, it's, you know, everything on me, so I can decide on my own. And then I can make money or, you know, not make money or either. Like, I can decide on my own. But if I have bandmates, it's kind of hard every time because everybody has different, you know, thoughts, you know, different one thing to do, you know. So it's kind of hard to maintain, I mean, like, keep them, you know, together and look at the same direction. It's kind of difficult. But as a solo singer, I was, you know, like making my living already as a, you know, singer. And then, you know, that was already like my job, you know. So I started from the beginning again as a band. And that was kind of hard for me, you know, start from the beginning all over again. But just because I had people with me, so, you know, kind of, how do you call it? More comfortable.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Just a brief aside for your fans that are start getting to know you. How does a classical singer become a rock singer? Especially, is this your passion that you
especially
had?
Especially a heavy metal singer on the side. So different.
Yeah. Well, when I first started singing, I wanted to become a rock singer. But, like, my parents told me to study classic first.
Yeah.
You know, if I want to become a singer. And then that's why I started classic opera and stuff. But, like, just because I guess I was good at it, maybe good at it. You know, for some reason, I got a lot of job from, you know, those kind of ambient or, you know, pop, but more on a classic side. Okay. And, yeah. I got the job offer, so, you know, it just happened to be that way, but I wanted to do rock music.
Ah, so
and
that little rock devil was inside you getting out.
But, yeah, the heavy metal one is more, like, emotional, more, like, you know.
So it's always been your passion to be.
Yeah, but, like, yeah, it wasn't, like, too much of my style, like, giving too much out, you know. But, like, right now, I want to do more, like, a, how do you call, kind of instrumental. So use my voice as one of the instrument, you know, part of the instrument. And then it's not my, how do you call, it's not my solo music. So it's like, I want to be the band, one of the, you know, band. So I want everybody, every one of us to be equal in a way. True. And right now I play bass too, so yeah.
Strap on the bass and go for it. There we go.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, we did kind of notice that on your song 100 Years, you went towards a more piano,
more classical,
Yeah, and I really enjoyed that. Was there any very conscious decision to kind of, you know, slow it down and give your listeners a breather, or was that just, we like the song, let's put it in?
It's kind of like, you know, going through one album, it's kind of like in a story. I meant to, you know, give listener a break, of course, too, but I wrote that song a long time ago, and then when we were, you know, thinking maybe we need some ballad song because, you know, a lot of listeners maybe don't want to listen just like a, how do you call it, like a loud music. I mean,
right.
It's maybe make them tired at some point. And then we were like, what's the good ballad? We need to write the good ballad. But, like, my bandmates really loved that song that I wrote, the 100 Years. That was from my solo career. When I was solo, I was already writing that music.
Okay.
But, like, one of my bandmates said, it's just like, do you know the, what was that? Extreme, the band called Extreme, the old one. More Than Words.
I recognize more than words, yeah.
Yeah, say in love.
Yeah, yeah. Got you.
Just kind of like them, like doing rock, but like, you know, well, how do you say?
I've always said that every good rock band has some ballads in them too.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And some of the more popular songs are the ballads from the rock bands. Mm-hmm, and yeah. For me, this was one of my favorite songs too.
So
I did like that one, but yes, I definitely remember. I'm a little bit older than everybody probably in the room, and you yourself, but you know, I remember in my days a lot of the ballads that were popular were from the rock bands. So you're following in a good line of tradition, so don't worry about that.
Yeah. Sorry, I spaced. I was looking up the More Than Words song. Because I actually have it on my phone.
Oh,
I listen to it a lot.
But
back to, you know, you talked about always having that inner self, you know, wanting to go into rock. So were you a heavy rock listener as you were growing up? And did you have specific groups you really connected to?
When I first start a rock band with my friends in school, like junior high, mm-hmm. you know, like, well, kids just, you know, playing around, but...
that's where it starts.
Yeah, my friend introduced me to some of the, you know, American rock and, like, European music also, but, like, my friend was big fan of Smashing Pumpkins and Van Halen. And I don't know, it was a lot of mix, like Green Day or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. But I personally like Smashing Pumpkins, but not too heavy, maybe. The music I like is more, a little bit more pop side. Maybe like Hoobastank or not too much rock. Maybe for me, Hoobastank sounds like pop in a way. But yeah, Hoobastank, like Last Prophets, or it's kind of heavy, but you know.
So you look kind of like the lighter side of rock.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
And one of the songs talking about influences, since we're on that, when I listen to Broken Into Pieces on the album, and then when I went back to even listening to other of your songs on the album, I got a Joan Jett vibe. And is that an influence of yours, or is that just a coincidence, a happy coincidence that you sound a lot like Joan Jett?
I actually never heard of her.
Okay.
But I heard your review, and then... You were saying, like, I love rock and roll?
Yes, that's one of her most popular songs.
Is that I love rock and
roll? Yes,
yeah.
That's it. That one, I know. I heard from somewhere, but I didn't know her. I mean.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
that's a very known song.
Right. And your voice and quality and the style that you put on the album, that it really had that feel of a Joan Jett.
I have to look it up.
I listened to her, and it was really nice to hear that. So, it's not a complete copy. I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying that's the feel I got, and it didn't hit me until the Broken Into Pieces song. And the rhythm and your voice, it just really reminded me of her. So that made me go back with a different ear to the other song. So I enjoyed it, though. I enjoyed Joan Jett, so that's good. I enjoyed you too, so
I'm glad.
On some of your other pieces, we talked about one, the 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then there was,
we got a very anime vibe from that.
Yes.
We thought 100 years would work really well as a closing for an anime, and there was, what was the other one?
Face, I believe it was Face Your Fears, felt like an opening.
A good intro, yeah.
And we do watch anime, so we enjoy it. But those two songs really stood out to me. And is that just a reflection of your culture coming through and just unintentionally that just what happened? I'm sure. Or were you kind of looking at the anime feel and going with that style?
Mm. Oh, I didn't really mean to, like, I hope animation, any animation would use our music, but I didn't really think about it.
Okay, so it's just a coincidence and everything. They were really nice songs, and especially the 100 years with the piano and everything. That just to me, I think like something like Dean Angel or some Sojo type anime, that would be a really good closing song too. And it, just the feel of it, because it was kind of slowed down and mellow, and it wasn't too sad, but it was bright enough to keep everybody's interest. So that's why I kind of said that'd be a good one for a closing. So that's just my own thoughts. So.
Yeah, and also, you know, going back to the culture and how you are from Japan, did you form Kazuha in Japan and then come over?
It's kind of complicated. When I was in the heavy metal band that I told you, that was in Japan, and my guitar right now in Kazuha, the Hideki Matsushige, he is from the same metal band. Oh. And then our original bassist was also from the metal band. So we were in, you know, the same band before. And then that metal band got the record deal in Los Angeles. That's why we first kind of moved to Los Angeles.
Okay.
But it didn't work out. I mean, the company kind of went down on business. And after we signed, and then we moved, but like they didn't take care of us until the end, so we didn't have our visa, and then we couldn't stay that long. So most of the people had to go home, and then me and Hideki and our original bassist, who, you know, went back to Japan already, but three of us, you know, tried to stay somehow, but, you know, we needed the visa, so we figured we have to go home, you know, once. Right. So we kind of returned to Japan, and then, but, you know, we started the, you know, Kazuha in Los Angeles whilst we were still here in Los Angeles. And then at that time, even though the, you know, company went down on business, they were still trying to, you know, work it out. So me and, you know, those two bandmates with Kazuha, I mean, as a Kazuha, we were, you know, promoting with the company. They were, you know, trying to work with us still. And then we, you know, we were thinking about, you know, resigning. How do you call it? It's not resigning. How do you call it? Like, sign the contract all over again as Kazuha. Yeah, and then try to, you know, make it work, but it didn't work much. So, like, half a year later, we, you know, decided to go home first, and then, you know, recorded the first album in Japan on our own. And then I tried to get the visa, and then it took me, like, maybe another half a year, but we got the visa on our own. And then came back to USA to, you know, tour around. Yeah.
So you've been on that struggling artist avenue then.
Yeah.
So.
It's kind of long story. It's kind of complicated. Yeah.
I noticed that on your songs, just like, they're all English, you know. So did you know English before you came to the United States, or did you learn it on the, you know?
Yeah, when I was in high school, just for like a year and a half, my dad had a job in New York. And, well, he was there for like more like a few years, 5 years maybe. Mm-hmm. But I went to, you know, stay with him for a year and a half. And I kind of learned English there, but, you know, just the hearing, you know.
Okay.
My hearing got better in like maybe a year, but like couldn't speak much.
You mean listening to all that heavy metal rock didn't damage your hearing, huh?
So like, so when you write your lyrics for your music, do you write them first in Japanese and then, since you're,
translate
it later, or?
That kind of maybe make it make it more difficult if I write in Japanese first, because, you know, like, how do you call it? Like, so much difference
between the translations. Yeah.
So I don't want to write from Japanese. So I always try to write in English.
And that's good, because it improves your English and, you know, you learn more, which is good.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, fortunately, I had a few, you know, friends in Japan who's from America. You know, they were like teaching English or going to school. Yeah. I had a few friends. So I, you know, get to talk with them and then learn. So that kind of helped me a lot.
That's good.
But yeah.
One of the things that we purposely mentioned, and I kind of reclassify, we called you a rock band.
Yes.
And do you see yourself as a J-rock band or a rock band? Because with the English lyrics, I would classify you as a rock rather than J-rock.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Is that how you feel as well?
Yes, we never want to be in a categorized, like, in a J-rock.
I mean, yeah.
Like, you just mean regular rock.
It's just a small, you know, category.
Right.
I feel like J-rock, J-pop is, like, small. I mean, we need to do rock, not a J-rock, if we want to, you know, go worldwide.
Yeah.
So I want everybody in... Okay. You know, any country would listen to us. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
and for those people who, you know, are maybe just discovering you, do you have a specific spot for them that they can go to check out some of your past albums or also
Evolution? Your solo career, maybe, or?
Yeah, mainly iTunes or Amazon or CD Baby, those kind of place, but. My solo work, I think even the iTunes, like only iTunes Japan have it.
Okay.
And Amazon maybe Japan. So, yeah, you could maybe find on YouTube, but, you know, if you want to download it, it might be kind of difficult.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you might be able to find a physical CD on Amazon, but those I heard those are kind of, you know, selling little too high, like close to $100 or something.
Oh, wow. Because of the import fees.
Yeah, there's no way you can get in here. So yeah.
And you mentioned you've been back and forth from Japan to the U.S.
Yes.
Are you here for a long term before you return to Japan, or are you going to make it a career where you kind of jump around the world, like you said?
Yes, you know, with our visa, we actually, you know, can stay in USA as long as we have a visa and we have a schedule. But, right now, I'm next week to, in 2 weeks, I'm going back to Japan, for some promotion. But, like, I don't show, like, where I am usually, like, online. I don't show it, but, like... Yeah, I'm actually going back and forth when I can. And then, you know, but as long as right now we have a schedule in USA still. So it's kind of, you know, too much money going back and forth, back and forth.
Yeah,
so I'm kind of trying to stay as much as I can when I have a show.
Okay.
But yeah, eventually we will have a show in Mexico next year.
Oh, cool. And then, ooh, nice.
Yeah, maybe I'm thinking about... European tour too, but so we will be moving around, and I'm not sure, like, we don't have a house in USA. It's just like we're staying at our friend's house, and then
that's all right.
We don't have place on our own, so it's kind of like it's kind of hard, but going around.
And did you have anything? I'm sorry.
No, you go
okay.
ahead.
And one of these, I'm going to tease you a little bit. We kind of teased you a little bit on the podcast. Are you getting a little bit of
from Disney
teasing from Disney with your song Frozen or your friends or fans when they saw Frozen come out in theaters? Did they go back and say, "Look at this, you got a Disney song"? Or
the other day, when I went to Nashville for the convention, They never seen us, so you know, it was first time for them to see our show. And then people, when I introduce, like, you know, my next song, our next song called Frozen, and they're like, "Oh, Frozen!" They were so happy, but like, I was like, "Not that Frozen." It's our Frozen, like, but yeah, that song. Well, yeah, I put that title like long time ago before Frozen came out. So, yeah, but yeah, a lot of people kind of, you know, a lot of them are big fan of Frozen, that movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I kind of, you know, make joke when I say like Frozen, next song called Frozen, but not Disney. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, and with that, you know, all these funny stories. Obviously, I would assume there would be some culture shocks, you know, coming over to the U.S. and everything. Yeah. And was there anything really that stuck out in your mind about what was so different or so weird that you...
So weird. maybe with me and my bandmates also, but like we don't have the culture that hug people, you know.
Yeah, okay.
give people a hug, or even the handshake. We don't do much in Japan. We just kind of bow each other, you know.
Yeah,
and that was little, you know. We had hard time.
Kind of a personal space.
Yeah. And like especially anime conventions, like people ask us, you know, can I give you a hug? And then I'm like, oh, okay. And then right now, getting used to it, but like, we actually don't know how, you know, like, can we, like, you know, hold, like, how much we can hold, or, you know, we don't know. So it's kind of, that was the maybe the hardest part.
And some of our foods, were you expecting some foods to taste better than what they turned out to taste like when you first tried them, or?
Well, I personally like American food. Like, you know, the tastes are okay. It's just that amount. Like, for the price, it looks so big. So, you know, we never imagined it would be that big. But yeah. But mostly we cannot finish at all. So, yeah.
And with your voice, this is one thing we mentioned, and this is one thing, it's a critique, but it's something we want to say to you. Use your voice.
Oh my God.
We love your voice.
We love your voice. We love your other band members. I love almost everything about Kazuha, you know?
Oh.
There's only, and I went back and listened to some of the Heaven's Gate stuff, Heaven's Dust songs, and some of Overture, and... Yeah. There are sometimes when you have a tendency to the bandmates climb up over you in volume where you're the spotlight, and really, you know, they have their moments, but you're the lead singer. You're the spotlight. You have a beautiful voice, a powerful voice. I personally enjoyed those songs where I could really hear you come out. And I mean, I love the other songs because they were rocking songs. But when I hear your voice, that's like the icing on the cake. So really enjoy your voice. So don't be scared at all to bring that out anytime.
Oh, thank you.
But with you being in Memphis, when other places, do you get time to do tourist stuff? Yeah, or have you been to Elvis's Graceland or...
No, like that? Just
constantly working.
I've been to the Elvis house, but just, you know, glance. I mean, like, from the car.
Okay. Yeah.
But usually we don't really have much time to, you know, look around. So yeah.
Busy schedules.
Well,
kept busy all the time, huh?
Yeah.
Schedule in a few breaks, though.
Yes.
don't want to burn out either.
Yeah. I think we are
pretty good.
Getting ready to wrap up here.
Yeah.
Well,
one of the things I want to also mention is, and we'll have this a link on the post when we put this up. If you're interested in Kazuha, go to her website. It's kazuhaoda.com. She has a link there for their current album, Evolution. You can go to Amazon and pick up, I believe it's Overture was the first one, right, Kazuha?
Yes, Overture, okay. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I went there today and it was still available, so you can go there. There is, if you do want to go into her past experiences and careers, there are some other albums there that you can find with her on there. But definitely pick up her latest stuff. That's definitely what you'll want to get into. And if you're ever in an area where they're in, they have a tour button as well that you can click on and find out where they're going to be in your area. Like we mentioned, December, they're going to be in Springdale, Arkansas. So yep. Everybody in that area, be sure to go out and see Kazuha. And are you starting to get a little bit more regular performance dates, or are they still kind of in the convention area?
We have a local shows also in Memphis still, and then Nashville and Texas soon, and also a few conventions.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that. So you're not limited to conventions. Mm-hmm. You're actually getting, you're getting out there in front of everybody. So that's good to hear.
Yeah.
So if they are in your area, be sure to check out their tour date schedule and go out and see them for that night. You'll be in for a good time. I don't know. Are you pretty receptive when people come up to you at the concerts, or you kind of get backstage and just relax after the exhausting performance?
I usually spend time with my fans.
Cool.
Mostly, yes.
Not all artists do, but that's all right, because I know performances are draining, so I can understand where some of them want to just relax afterwards. But it's nice to hear that you're somebody that will go out and visit. One of the things we also do is a bumpers for our performers that come on. And basically, this is a way for us, you just mention your band, your name, and what you're on, and then we put links back to you. So in future podcasts, when we use that, we put links back to your pages. That way we hope to get you more traffic to your pages. And I didn't know if you'd be interested in doing that for us, for the Comic Pop, or not.
It was kind of hard for me.
Okay.
So what you'd be doing is you'd giving us, like a little commercial saying, you know, who you are, the band you're in, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library. And we would put that in future episodes so that people would go back to your page links to get more traffic to your website.
Okay.
And we didn't know, would you want to be doing that, or?
I'll do that.
Okay. Cool. Thank you.
Well, that's nice. Thank you. Do you want to write anything down, or you got it off the top of your head?
I think I'm good. I can do that. So the name was Comic Pop Library.
Yes.
Comic Pop Library. So should I say at the end, and you're listening to?
Yes.
Comic Pop Library. Yep.
Okay.
We're recording, so we can have multiple cakes.
Okay.
I can count you in here real fast if you're ready. And in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, everybody. My name is Kazuha Oda. I'm a singer of the rock band Kazuha from Japan. We've been touring around USA, and I hope to see you in your city soon in the future. And you can listen to our music on YouTube, iTunes, everywhere, but if you are interested in purchasing our CD, physical CDs, you can go to cdbaby.com or also itunes.com. Thank you very much. I hope to see you soon in the near future. And you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
There you go.
That sounds good.
You got it.
All right, maybe you can.
Yeah, we can cut and splice.
Yeah, that'll work. Well, thank you for doing that for us. And we know we took some time out of your evening. We do appreciate you doing that for us as well.
Thank you.
It was very nice visiting with you, Kazuha. If at any future date you want to get in touch with us, and I have to mention Jess, she's been real nice in helping us out with being in touch with you. If there's anything coming up that you would like for us to promote, whether it be on our blog, we can put a quick blurb out there, or if you want us to do, you're doing a new project and you just want to do another short interview type podcast again, we'd be glad to have you back on and just visit and discuss the new projects coming up. So keep us in the loop, and we'll definitely be listening for more of your music in the future as well.
Yes, so thank you.
We appreciate everything, and you have a good evening.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm close to breaking into pieces. I'm so alive with all the hatred filled in my mind. Just so you know, I'll break all your silence. This rage in my life, I won't let it go. I may pretend that, don't counsel me now. You don't wanna ever believe me. It's a perfect time to bring you down. I'm close to breaking, breaking into pieces.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.